get there. So Mara says, no, bring your proof. Shemeres Yoyim connected Yom Techiach. There's a lach of a Shemeres Yoyim. That's the 11 days between one Nidus and another Nidus. That's when an Isha first sees Nidus, which she's Dam Nida. For 7 days she saw me. After that, there's a cycle of 11 days. Those 11 days, if she sees 3 days consecutively, three, one after another, she becomes a Tumah Zavah. Let's say she only sees 1 day, and the 12th day she sees, the lach is called the Shemeres Yoyim connected Yoyim. That means Shematama Mishka B'Moshiv, that one day she has Nava Tumma. Anything she sits on becomes Tomei. She doesn't have to wait Zainikim. She just waits 1 day. If she's Torah, the next day she's Torah. So you see, it's possible to have this Chumadika Tumma of Tumas Mishka B'Moshiv, and still, you don't have to wait 7 days. Samel, I need a Pesach by a Zav that he has to wait 7 days. Therefore, Altatam Alver, don't think about here also, by Yazav, to say like you went in the Pesach for the Svara. No, in Svara I would say, Shafa Pisha Matam Mishkan Moshe. Even though the Zav, Taka, has Tumas, he's only saw twice. He has an Avatuma. Whatever he sits on becomes Tomein, but maybe Lo Yeitoin Sviya Shiva, maybe though he doesn't have to wait 7 days to become Tor, maybe as soon as he stops seeing the next day to go to the Mikvah, Talmud Lema, the Pesach says,
Mizoivoi Vesiper, like his Zav, and he has to start counting. That means, Miksa Zoivoi Vesiper. Even though he only saw Miksa Zav, still he has to count. That means, Limud Al Zav Bal Shtei Riyos, Shetoin Sviras Shivas Shiva. That even though he only saw 2 days, two times Zav, still he has to wait 7 days, Zayinikim, before he could become Tor. So, Omalega, Papal Abaya, Maishna Hai Mizoiva de Marbibe. How come the Zav we're Marba things, we're including it? Be Zav Balshterius. Maishna Hai Mizoiva de Mamayat Be Zav Balshterius. From the first Mizoiva was saying a korban is only by three and not by two.
The same word mezoivoi, once it means more, once it means less. The mind base zav balshteriyas that only see twice, don't have to bring a carbon. Or Malay answer back like this: Isak odaytechaylem yutayhu diyase. If one is coming to take away, to say what you don't need zaynikim only 1 day, lish tekromina. You don't have to say anything then. Like in Svara, I would think 1 day is enough. So therefore, the only pasuk to teach us, he has to wait 7 days. Maybe Asiya Medina, Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, Techiach. Maybe you learn out Medina from a Svara. But that we like to say before, no. Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, Techiach. I have a proof that Anida, Anisha, she's told me 1 day and that's all. So therefore, what's the pasuk here by Yazav to say he has to wait 7 days?
Now the Gemara asks, maybe you tell me, Hai Miboyle Mizoivoim. You need this word Mizoivoim to teach us Mizoivoim like Voloi Mizoivoim Menigoi, like we had before. That even though he has Tumas Negoyim on him, still if he has Zayin Akim, he could become Tor from his Tumas Zav. So Mar says, in Kema, that's the only purpose needed for him. Licht of Kroh, let the Pasuk just say, V'chiyitor HaZav, when the Zav becomes Tor. The Lishtek Mizoivoi, I don't need the word Mizoivoi altogether, like Rashi explains. He really could have just said V'chiyitor. What does that have to say the word HaZav? So Mashmeh B'chiyitor HaZav, the Zav could become Tor just from Tumas Zav, even though he has Tumas Negoyim on him. Why does it say the word mizoivai? Lomali, lima to teach us, al zav bal shtei riyos, shetoyin sfira shivam. To teach us, even though you only saw 2 times, still you have to have zainikim in order to become Torah first. Alright, we'll stop here. Holding about chesam at base, we're holding. Yeah, dal chesam at base. The Mishnah. Ein vein mitzoyra muzgar. That's a mitzvah when we first find out he has a mitzvah, so you lock him up for 7 days to see if it's going to spread or not spread. That's called a muskar. We hide him up, lock him up for 7 days. Le mitzvah muchlat. After that, if the kohen sees him again and he has a negative mitzvah, that's called muchlat. We call him a mitzvah. So what's the difference between these two people? While they're being checked or after when the kohen pronounces that he's a mitzvah, El Apriya Prima. The only difference is that when you're Mukhlat, when you're ready called the Mitzvah, then when you become Tor, you have two in Yonim. Priya means you have to rip your, Priya means you have to let your hair grow. Or Prima, you have to rip your Begodim. The Rashi says Priya Prima, Begodim via Prumim, his clothing should be torn, for Rashi via Prumim, and you have to let his hair grow. Ein Bein Tor Mitoy Chesker, Le Tor Mitoy Chechlet. There's no difference whether you want to become Tor, whether you only have Tumas Chesker, that means they locked you up. And right afterwards they said you're Tor, or whether afterwards they pronounce you to be Tomei, and you had to wait until the Necha goes away, and when it goes away you could become Tor, what's the difference? Elotekalachas vitziporim, that one has to have a haircut, and he has to bring two birds, Mashenken, the other one, if you want to become Tor, Machmas Hefker, then you don't have to have a tziporim, you don't have to have two birds, then you don't have to bring a tekalachas. But the other kabonis you have to bring. Rashi's Muchlag Midrashi says, Li'akai Shekoli Yimei Hesker. After you got finished locked up, Hesker, V'nira Boy Simone Tuma, Homurim Boy. And then the Kohen still sees that Yutomi pronounces Yutomi, that's called the Mitzorah Muchlat, that you have the Alochis, that you have to rip your clothing, and you have to let your hair grow. And when you become Tor, also you have to have a Tekalachas, you have to cut your hair off. And also Tziporim, you have to bring two birds. The Gemara holds Inyan Shiluach v'Tuma Zebezer Shoven. The Mashma is a mitzvah to send out a Matzorah from the Machane, and his Hilkas Tuma, they both have the same thing. That even though you're only a Hesker, you're only seeing if you're Tomei or not, those 7 days, also we have to send you outside the Machane. The Gemara Minohan immediately, how do we know this? That even a Muskar, we're just checking you out, also you have to be sent out of the Machane, and you have cold Tumas like a regular Matzorah has. The Atoni Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Kaim the Rav Huna. The pasuk says, "V'tiaroi ha'koyin mispachasi v'chibes begodov v'toher." So the Gemara says, "Loshen of," it means toher mepriya ufrima dimikora, that he's tor even from the beginning from these mitzvahs of ripping his clothing and letting his hair grow. In other words, the Rashi says this pasuk is talking about a mitzvah that's becoming tor mitoch hesgeri. He was never a muchlat. They just only put him away to see if he'll become Tommy or not, and it didn't become Tommy. So therefore he has to go to the mikvah. But as a Lashon V'Toher, like it doesn't say Vayitor, he will become Torah now. Mashma V'Toher, he's Torah Mikor, in other words, this type of a Tumah, a Mitzorah Muskar, never had the Alocha to have Tumah Negeh, to have Priya and Prima. That's how we know a Mitzorah Muskar does not have to have a Prima ripping his clothing and letting his hair grow.
Just from certain dinim, you are tummy. Let's see, the pasuk of the Gemara says, "V'tiaroi ha'koyim aspechasi." If you come out of Hesker, now the Kohen pronounces you that you're Torah. The pasuk says, "V'chibes begod." You still have to go to the mikvah and you have to wash your clothing. Your clothing that you're wearing are tummy. But the pasuk says, "V'toher." A lashon of like Tor means mepriya uprima dimikora. Mashma that you're Torah even from before. Doesn't say vayitor, like now you have to become Tor. The Torah is mashma like you always Tor. What does it mean you always Tor? It's not true, you weren't always Tor. A Muskar also has to go to the mikvah. You also had Tumah. Now it means you are Tor from the mitzvah, Priya and Prima. That a Muskar does not have the locha to have to rip his clothing, and he does not have to let his hair grow. He can cut his hair. For these two in Yonim, he's Tor from Mikora, from the beginning. The Mikora. So that's the limud, that if you're only a Muskar, if you're only hidden away, but the Kohen did not pronounce you to be a Mitzvah yet, you don't have these two mitzvahs of Priya and Prima. Omele Rova, Ela Meyativ So, Gavi Zav, the same Jerusha Shemek by a Zav. The Apostle says, V'chibes Begoda V'tor. Also, a Zav, after he saw already his two, or three times we had before, he has two Mezav on him. So afterwards he has to wash his clothing, he's also Tomei V'tor, he goes to the mikvah and he's Tor. So you want to tell me, Hosom Nami Hosom Mai Vitor Mikorika? What does it mean like he's Tor from all the way from before? By Azav, he's Tomei. What do you mean he's Tor? Like Azav Lechur, if he's Tor two times, he has Tuma Gemura. So the Torah also says Lashon just Vitor. It should have said Vayitor, like now go and become Tor. What's the Lashon Vitor Mashma Mikora? He was Tor from before. How could you make the Drasha there by Azav? So Mar says, El Toyer Hashta Militame Klicheris Behesit. That's what it means. Just means that Enchami, Zav also has a Taira, he's Tor, Milatame Kli Cheres Beset. That is not Metame Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, Beset just by moving it. That means, Afagav Dohoda Chazim, Loi Metame Lamafreya. That's the Drosha. Is Hochinami Tor, Milatame Bibi Lamafreya. See Rashi, Kabizor Rashazichsi, Besoif Tarosa Vitor. So Kashra is my Tor Mikoro Amarta Bey. What kind of Lashon was he Tor from before? El Rashi is Akorchok Tor Yiyah Mikan Labo. So from this Pashuk of Zah, we have Rai, the Tor means only Mikan Labo. From now on you become Tor. And what does that mean? Mikan Labo Milatame Klicheres Behesit.
Midvaf agav shetfilos biyoin. Vim ruachat filo boy bayoin. Sorceress akil vitamalam afreya. Mishka v'moishu. The locha by yazav. Let's say you go to the mikvah today. You start a had zayin kiim and you went to the mikvah in the morning. And let's say now in the afternoon you see zav again. So locha is it sorcer hakil and you become tommy again. Vakoponim in between these last 3 or 4 hours. From the time you went to the mikvah until now when you become tomei, there is a difference. The difference is that if a zav makes a hesed, moves a kli cheres, the kli cheres becomes tomei. But this halacha doesn't have here, that if he moved the kli cheres, he went to the mikvah at 10 o'clock in the morning, and he first saw again the zav, let's say 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So even though it's soyser, but for this halacha it's not soyser. For this halacha he's talking the Torah mikan labor when the zav went to the mikvah. Up until he saw a zav again 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if he's going to move a kli cheres, the kli cheres does not become tummy. Could I mean of a ketz soylin? Now, v'kol shchein odom, he's not matam odom either. The filo hochi mahanyele tfilo melatame kli cheres shehesed bein tfilo luria. That much the tfilo helped. That you went to tefillah at 10 in the morning, if you move a kli cheres now, the hesed tor, vachi dorish lei b'teros kani. If nira beinai, the hod dashinu lei v'tor, milatame kli cheres, in the seal of haikrum. In zochi namaz rashi v'tor, the mitzayra tor hashtim milatame b'viya. So really we're struggling up the pshat from before. V'tor does not mean to say yitor l'mafreya from before. Nothing doing. The Torah just means mekan labo. When you go to the mikvah right now, you have a taira. That's what zin of a zav. When the zav goes to the mikvah now, he's torah from be metame kli cheres peset. So if so, what does it mean loshen by mitzayir also? What's this loshen for Torah? He's torah mekan labo. Gemara says hochinami tor hashta metame bebiya l'mafreya. That this din yes, he doesn't have a tumas biya. So Rashi hochinami the tor dimitzayra tor hashta metame bebiya. There's halacha regular mitzvah. When you go into the house, you have a din come out like a mace, that just like a mace in the house is matama anything in the house, who are din? When the mitzvah goes into the house, he's matama anything in the house. That's halacha of bia. If you go into the house when the mitzvah is there, you become tummy. Who are din the kalim? Any kalim that are there, nechnasim yim on the bias, shafilu chosra mespeches, ufashtov in its maas torm. So the chura means the same thing by this mitzvah also. What happened here? The mitzvah was a muskar, he was hidden away, and then he came out and the crane saw it was Torah. But then it could be right away the mitzvah started to spread. And they called him back again, and they called that he was tummy.
Even if the nekla comes back, still he remains tor from this din. From the din of tumas bia, that he doesn't have. Even if lady calls into a house, and there are people there, a kelim there, he doesn't have this tumah of regular mitzvah to matama whoever's inside the room.
Bread again, and we pronounce him tummy again, this halacha tumas bia he doesn't have. So it's achinami tor hashto matama bebila mafreya. That's all it means to say. So really, the Torah only means from Mikan Labor, not from before. So if so, we have Akasha. How do we know the loch in our Mishnah that a Mitzvah Muskar doesn't have the loch of Pri and Prima? Maybe it does have it. Elohim Rova, Rova says Mihocha. This is where we're learning out from. The Pasuk says, V'yatzerua, Asheboi Hanega. He has these mitzvahs of Pri and Prima. So we dashen Misha Tzorata Tluya Begufoi. If the Tzoras is Tluya Begufoi, means the Kohen pronounced him ready to be Tomei. That's called the Mitzvahs Muchlat. That's called in your guf, like the Negi you have is Vaday on your guf. Yotzo Zeh Mashenken, before the Kohen pronounced you to be Tomei. You're only a Muska, we're only locking you up to see what's going to be. Shein Tzorata Tluya Begufoi. That's not called Begufoi Elabiyamin. And it's not the pshat now we have to wait until your guf gets healed up. We don't know if your guf has that neger or not. The first 7 days we hide you up is in the days. It's totally in biyomim. Then we have to wait now 7 days to see if you become tummy and Torah or not. If you become Torah, you're Torah. But it's not a din begufa, it's a din biyomim. So therefore, that's the posse. The posse that says there's a mitzvah for Mitzrayim to be a pri and a prima, to rip his clothing and to let his hair grow, it's only the posse that says, V'yatzeruah sheboi hanegam. That means when a neger is told in your body, is when the Kohen pronounced you that you have a Tumas Negam, that's Nuchlat, now how do you become Torah now? You have to wait till the body becomes clean. Mashiach in a Muskar is not totally in the body, it's only the days. We wait 7 days and then he becomes Torah. Omalei Abai, Yelam Ayativ, so, Bosa says, Kol Yimei, Asher Hanega Bo Yitma. See, all the days he has a Negi is Tomei. So you want to say the same thing, Misha Tzorata Tluya Begufoi, who did Torah in Shiluach? The Chur, it says here, who has to be sent out of the Machna? If you have Negaboy, so Negaboy is also Mashma, it's told in your body. So Huroni in Mitzorah Muchlat, when the Kohen says, for sure, you told me you have a Nega, you should have a toy in Shiluach. Of a Beshein, Sarata, Tluya, Behufoy. But if you're only a Musker, only hidden, we didn't say the Nega you have in your body has a Din Tumah yet. Since so, ain't toy in Shiluach, maybe you don't have to be sent away? And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, ain't bein mitzorah, muskulam, sarah, muchlat. They both have the same halachas. Both mitzorahs have to be sent away. The chitame maybe tell me, hochi nami. Maybe true, maybe it's like a true, even for the mitzvah shiluach, that a mitzorah has to be sent out of the machni Yisrael, that's only said by mitzorah muchlat, when it's din in the gufoi. But maybe a muskar not. For a ketoni, va'ai, v'ho ketoni, ain't bein mitzorah, muskulam, sarah, muchlat. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says no difference. Ela priyo prima. Holinyin shiluach letumuyah bebiya. Zev is eshovin. But mashma for the mitzvah of shiluach. Mitzvah muskar. Even though the Kohen doesn't know for sure it's a negi yet. He's just telling him to wait 7 days. During those 7 days also there's a mitzvah shiluach to send him out. And the same thing is the tumah biya. Kolzman, he didn't go to the mikveh yet. And he's called, he has tumas biya on him. If he goes into the house with somebody else, whoever's in the house is tummy with the mitzvah. So you see, the din of shiluach applies to musker also. So you see, the pasuk says koy me'asher negaboy doesn't mean davka begufoy. So chur tekasha on the mitzvah pre and pre musker should be the same thing. How do we know the mitzvah doesn't apply to a musker? We dashed before from the pasuk v'yatzuru asher boy ha-nega. So boy ha-nega, we said, means the nega is in the body, like we said for sure he has a mitzvah on his body. If so, by the mitzvah shiluach also say the same thing. Boy, shemashma only if the nenega is on the body means it's a muchlat. So it's a stira. So back to kash. How do we know in our mishnah that by a mitzvah muskar, if you didn't say his vada, you're just hiding him to see what's going to be? How do we know there's no mitzvah pre and prim? Omalei yimei kol yimei l'rabbis mitzvah muskar l'shiluach. Like, no. Really, nega boy is mashm only a mitzvah muchlat, where we say he has mitzvahs in his body. I, how come by mitzvah shiluach, do you say even a muskar has to be sent away? That's from a ribui. It says, kol yimei l'rabo is mitzvah muskar. For the mori hachi of sol t'chlach of the tziborim, my time aloi. Or bezoi, how come then mitzvah muskar doesn't have to have a hekor at the end when it becomes Torah? And how come doesn't have to have tziborim? Once you're marba, kol yimei l'rabbis mitzvah muskar, he should have all the dinim. Just like he has mitzvah shiluach, he should also have to have a haircut when it becomes Torah. They should have to bring two birds for the kabbonis also. My time, Eloi Diktoni, our Mishnah says, ein bein tor mitzvah chesker l'tor mitzvah chechlet. Our Mishnah says clearly there's a difference. That there's a difference between the mitzvah when he wants to become tor, whether he was only had tumas hesker, then you just lock them up to see what's going to be with him, or else mitzvah hechlat, where the kohen said already for sure he was a tamei a mitzvah, and we had to wait till the mitzvah goes away. What's the difference between the two? Elo tegalachas v'tziporim, that one that has the muskar does not have to bring two birds. He does not have to have the galachas. Like, how come? Once you say the post says kol yimei is the rabbis mitzvah, it should be marba tumas muskar also. Rabbi is a vice like this. Oma Kron, the Pesuk says, Vayotso HaKoyin al-Michutz la-Machne. The Koyin went out of the Machne, V'hine nirpo negra tzaras. So he dashin, Mi she-tzarata tluyib refuos, Yotso zeh shein tzarata tluyib refuos el-Biyonim. He's a Pesuk by Sois, by Mitzaras and Tekalachas. Here the Pesuk makes that dumb, and it says, Vayotso HaKoyin al-Michutz la-Machne. The Koyin went outside to the Machne, where the Mitzaras Muchlat was, to see if it became Torah or not. It says, he made nirpa negla taras. So mashma is a din in the nega. Not that he just saw at the end of the 7 days, but he saw that that nega that was eiskapask in the muchlat, that he was a vade mitzvah, now it got healed up. So in such a mitzvah, the parasha is talking about that now when he wants to become Torah, he has to bring tziporim, two birds, and he has to have the tikalachas also. Mashenkein, Mutsara Muskar, which does not have to have Nirpa. It's only a din in Yomim. We have to wait 7 days. At the end of 7 days, he doesn't see anymore. It doesn't spread his Torah. The pasuk is not talking about. So the kids, so that's how we know this halacha. That the reason why Tumas Muska doesn't have to have Pri and Prima, because the pasuk says Nega Boy, only someone is Leska Paskin in his body, he had a Mitzorah on his body, Tumas Muchlat. And how do you know to say he needs Shaluach? That's a Rebu Kol Yimei to be Marv, even Mitzorah Muska also. And the last dinam of Tziporim and Tikalachas, that's because the pasuk says clearly, the Yotzaka Mechazamachne, Behine Nirpa Nego Tzoras, it's only a person that has a Dinegro on his body, that's called a Muchlat. The Mishnah. Ein bein svarim letfilin mezuzos. There's no difference between the Sefer Torah and tfilin mezuzos. El shas svarim nechtovim b'choloshin. Really, a Sefer Torah, you can write any lashon you want. English, any lashon you want, you can write a Sefer Torah. Or tfilin mezuzos ein nechtovim el ashuris. Mashenka and tfilin mezuzos is dafka written out with ksav, ksav ashurish. Rashi says lashon akredish. The dafka has to write in lashon akredish. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Afpis Svarim, even a Sefer Torah, Lohetiru Sheyichtavu Elu Yevonis. Havad, it also has to, it could be written in Ashuras and Lashon HaKredish. The only other language that they had to write it is only in Yevonis and Greek. That's the only other thing. The Gemara Mefarish Taima, why they were Mata Greek. But otherwise, he also holds the Sefer Torah is Dafka written, has the Kedusha Sefer Torah, only if it's written Lashon Ashuras, like we have it Lashon HaKredish. But otherwise, all the dinim apply to a Sefer Torah, to a Tefillin and Mezuzos. So Gemara says, "Hol the Teufrin begidim, makom the mitzvah to have to tie them up, begidim. That's the veins of the animal we use to tie up a Sefer Torah, or to tie up Tefillin, is shoven. Hol the Teufrin begidim, ulatami es yadayim zebezeh shoven. The din that the Rabbanin said that Sifrei HaKodesh, if you touch them, it's matami your hands, before you eat bread, like you have to wash your hands again, or Samus Matam Yudayim, applies to both of them. Tefillin, Mezuzos, and Sefer Torah have the same halachas. Rashi, Lotay from Megidim, calls to frame Asui Megillion. This form is always written together, Megillion was always written that way. Valach Lamashi Messini Hill, but Tefillin, Mezuzos, Shiyotfurim, Megidim. Since not, Rashi has a Mezuzos. We don't really have it by our Mezuzah. Tefillin, we have it. When you tie it up, you have to tie it up with Gidim. With the Sefer Torah. Nechlugum Sech Demachas, Sefer Torah is for the Pishtim, right? But here we're going now that Sefer Torah has to have Gidim. Since Santa Rashi says Mezuzos.
And the Ritzvor here explains the Chagoyin Shenikra, in the case where the Mezuzah ripped, and you want to sew it together now, you have to use Gidim. In Amish Yakosu, the base Oyvus for Torah, when you attack a road on two different pieces, you want to tie it together now, you have to use Gidim. Yes, Mora says, Usvarim Nechtovim B'choloshim. Rimin will have a kasher on you. It says a brisa, mikro shekos v'targum, v'targum shekos v'mikro, if you have, you're writing a Sefer Torah poshid, and the part is supposed to be a mikro in Lashon HaKodesh, you wrote in Lashon Targum, or else the words like Yigash Adus is supposed to be written in Targum, you wrote it in Lashon Mikro, or else the Ksav Ivri, instead of writing Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Ashuris, you wrote in Ksav Ivri, Rashi said, that's Lashon Shel Eber Anohor, is ain't a matam as yudayin. It does not have the locha to be matam of your hands. In other words, it does not have the kedusha of the sefer teirum. At chikosvenu, until you write the sefer, the ksav means you have to use loshen akredish, ksav ashuris, loshen akredish, ala sefer on the sefer on parchment, ubudyoyim with ink.
The Rashi, that's a ksav shall ever hanur. Sefer Sanhedrin korale ksava luvono. Different type of writing. If you wrote the Sefer Torah in Ksav Ivri, the Sefer Torah has no Kedusha. And therefore the din is, Ein the Matam Yos Yadayin. It's not the Matam of your hands if you touch it. Ashi Yechtavenu B'Ksav Ashuyas Ala Sefer B'Joy. A Sefer Torah only has Kedusha if it's written B'Loshan HaKodesh, and it has to be Ala Sefer on parchment. U'B'Joy, you have to use ink on it. So according to Kasha, now it's Tanakama, how could he say that a Sefer Torah is written B'Chol Loshan?